National Geographic is well known for its photography. University of Missouri alumna Sarah Lean was the first female director of photography for the magazine. She recently took time out of her travels to give a keynote address at the 2017 Visual Arts and Design Showcase at her alma mater. Hello, I'm Garrett Giles. You're listening to KBIA's Arts and Culture segment, Off the Clock.
Please join me in welcoming back to Mizzou one of Mizzou's own, Sarah Lean, as I start the video.
Don't worry.
National Geographic has sent Lean to places like Lake Baikal in Siberia, the Kamchatka Peninsula in Russia, and a volcano in Mexico called Popocatépetl. Recently, the Missouri School of Journalism graduate returned for a visit where she addressed 400 people at the Student Visual Arts and Design Showcase that was last Friday in Jesse Hall. Up to $10,000 worth of scholarships were given by Chancellor Foley on behalf of the university. Two $3,000 grand prizes were awarded for applied design and artistic expression. Before Lean's address, Chancellor Hank Foley introduced her.
I particularly have a fondness for art because my mother attended the Rhode Island School of Design. And so it's our chance to affirm as a university that painting, photography, graphic design, theater lighting, textile, design, and apparel management, architectural studies, documentary and digital storytelling, and floral design are all very much valued pursuits on this campus.
Lean talked to the audience about her career pursuits, her accomplishments, and future goals as a photographer and artist. Lean talked about National Geographic's mission statement and her own professional development too.
For 128 years now, we've been using photography to tell stories. We're a highly visual media organization that publishes in print, books, television, on the internet, and social media. Our mission statement says, we believe in the power of science exploration and storytelling to change the world. I wanted to shoot conflict, and I had that experience when I was sent to cover war in Lebanon and the strife in South Africa during the apartheid. But I learned what I really wanted to do was the long-form storytelling projects. I wanted to tell stories and not just shoot for single images.
Lean also pointed to the intersection between art and journalism as a way to improve the world. Lean says that telling stories and making art is good, but to her, doing these things alone isn't enough.
I believe beauty is a powerful tool. It's about making you feel something when you look at an image. To want to know more, to understand what is happening here. It's all about balancing the wonder and the worry. For me, the sweet spot is at the intersection of art and journalism. It is not enough just to tell the story or to make the art. You have to get your work out there. It needs to be seen. You need to take it to your audience and not wait for them to find you. So believe in yourself, in your art, in your message, and push it out there on every platform. Know yourself, follow your bliss, find your community, and then some partners who are as crazy as you are. You can make yourself heard.
The call to action by Lean drew applause as she walked off the stage, giving Chancellor Foley one last hug before the award ceremony. Poetry is a form of art in every line and stanza, and one University of Missouri student is trying to bring appreciation back to the art. Tune in next Friday when KBIA reporter Elena Rivera talks to Mizzou Poetry Club president Anna McLean about how she's reviving the art form at the university. This has been Off the Clock, KBIA's Arts and Culture Show. I'm Garrett Giles.